These are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, August 27th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Netflix began testing mobile gaming in its Android app in Poland, offering two pre-existing Stranger Things games. Clicking on the mobile title in the Netflix app will prompt a download from the Play Store, with users confirming a Netflix login to play. Games have no ads and no in-app purchases. These games were available for purchase from Google Play in the past, but will now be exclusive to Netflix subscribers. The Snapchat app updated its scan feature, placing the feature front and center in the camera app to provide more general visual search features. This includes the ability to identify dog breeds, plants, wine, cars, and food nutrition info, as well as shopping features to recommend similar clothing based on what a user is looking at. Scan can also contextually recommend lenses and effects. Microsoft notified over 3,300 Azure customers that a vulnerability introduced in 2019 potentially left their data exposed. The flaw impacted Azure Cosmos database and was introduced with the addition of a data visualization feature called Jupyter Notebook. This feature was turned on by default in 2021 and opened the door to giving an attacker full read, write, and delete access to the data. In a statement to Bloomberg, Microsoft said, "There is no evidence of this technique being exploited by malicious actors." In a settlement to a class action lawsuit, Apple agreed to create anti-steering guidelines that will allow iOS developers to use communications like email to share information on payment options available outside the App Store. The settlement also provides for a lower 15% commission rate in the App Store for small businesses over the next 3 years and expands the number of price points available to developers for subscriptions and in-app purchases. The settlement must still be approved by the court. Separately, Apple announced a new program for news organizations using the Apple News app that will provide a lower 15% commission fee on in-app transactions. News organizations must provide content in an Apple News format, offer original, professionally authored news content, and provide auto-renewable subscription through Apple's payment system to qualify. Twitter began rolling out its paid live audio rooms feature, Ticketed Spaces, as an experiment with select iOS users. Users can charge between $1 and $999 for ticketed spaces and set capacity. Currently, Twitter will charge 3% commission after applicable in-app purchase fees, although this will increase once the feature is widely available. Logitech-owned Streamlabs rolled out Streamlabs Creator Subscriptions, integrating automatic monthly tipping into the popular streaming software suite. Payments are deposited directly to a creator's PayPal account with no commission taken by Streamlabs. The Financial Times' sources say the European Union is prepared to launch a formal competition investigation into NVIDIA's planned acquisition of ARM, likely to begin after NVIDIA officially notifies the European Commission of its plans to acquire the company. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority launched an in-depth investigation into the deal earlier this month. Dell beat analyst estimates in Q2 with earnings of $2.24 per share on revenue of $26.12 billion, up 15% in the year. Consumer PC revenue grew 17% in the year, while commercial PC revenue was up 32%. VMware saw revenue up 8% in the year to $3.1 billion. The Cyberspace Administration of China released a draft proposal for algorithm recommendation management regulations. The draft proposal would require companies to disclose basic principles for an algorithmic recommendation engine, as well as forbid algorithms that encourage addiction, endanger national security, or disrupt social order. The agency is seeking public comment for 30 days, with no specified timeline for implementation. And finally, the analysts at Counterpoint Research found that the smartwatch market grew 27% in the year in Q2. Apple likely hit over 100 million user base in the quarter. Huawei remained in the number two slot, while Samsung grew shipments 43% in the year to move up to number three for market share. Garmin's fitness-focused wearables also saw strong growth, with shipments up 60% in the year to crack into the top five. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.